Hey, welcome to the Morning Mix podcast. Many of you are living on very funny streets.
Like Easy Street.
And Memory Lane. I don't know. Memory Lane, they're all on there waiting for you. Also, we found that if you can do the alphabet backwards, it's a talent. But if you can do it in less than 6 seconds, it's amazing.
Yeah, a lot of people really go for it. Some of us can't even do the alphabet the correct way.
Forward.
Yeah.
I dare you to start in the middle. But that and much more right now on the Morning Mix podcast. This story just came in to us out of WSA. Sure, whatever. Anyway, a man out there in beautiful Lanham, Maryland.
Oh,
beautiful country out there. A lot of people go out. A lot of peepers head that way in the fall to see the leaves turn. Well, a man is wanted because he has been robbing houses, and he has been doing it all along Good Luck Road. Good luck. It's kind of a sweet street to live on, you know? You would imagine someone might feel a certain way walking on a street named Good Luck Road.
All at once, semi,
this is Harry Styles.
Knowing I'm on the street where you live.
Hey, I live on Good Luck Road. Do you? Really? Good Luck Road, huh? And you might be surprised if somebody said that. You wouldn't think it's a real place. Good Luck Road is a real street. It's in Maryland. It's kind of a funny street name.
Yeah, two words, I assume. And then they're like, no, one. Good luck.
Yeah. Good luck. And then it's like L-U-K. Good Luke Road? What do we live on? No, right. Good Luck Road, all three words. Good Luck Road. All right there for you. We, growing up, just lived on Hiawatha, which is cool. You know, a lot of Native American names in the Midwest, certainly in Illinois. Mm-hmm. Right there in the name of Illinois, you know. And then Indiana, they're all there. But we didn't grow up on, like, a cool street name. Anybody grow up on, like, a cool... Was your name, was street cool? Maine?
We had Liberty.
Liberty,
yeah. Liberty Road.
Liberty Road. There's one in every township. There has to be.
Liberty.
Liberty.
Mm-hmm. No, I was on Ozanam, and then I was on...
You're on Ozanam? Since when? You look great. Oh, Ozempic. Sorry.
Oh, my fault. Yeah, had never... yeah, that's a good point. And also Pearson Drive. No, but there is a Memory Lane in Chicago, by the way, which is fun.
Isn't there one in Mount Prospect? I think
probably,
there might be.
Yeah. I never lived on it, but it would be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
V, what street did you grow up on?
I forgot for a second. Wellington.
Wellington. Hey, a delicious beef Wellington.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, Wellington and Ashland.
None of us lived on a funny street. How about you? You live or lived on a funny street name. 312-233-1019. This robber... is taking stuff on Good Luck Road. Good luck! They haven't caught the guy yet, so he does have some good luck, apparently.
Wow.
But karma's going to get him. Don't worry. Do you live on a cool street name, a fun street name, a unique street name? 312-233-1019. Like Tony texted, yeah, I grew up on Longwood. That's fun. You know, you hit puberty as a kid. You're like 12, 13. All of a sudden, it's funny. You're like, oh, Longwood. Cool. That's nice. Hi, Janine. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing really well. Wow, you really had it made growing up, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What street did you live on?
Easy Street in Des Plaines.
Easy Street in Des Plaines.
Beautiful.
Look at that. Now, was life easy over there on Easy Street?
It was wonderful, yeah. So we had a dog named Lucky.
Nah. Oh, my gosh. God. And then did you guys listen to the Annie song all the time? Like, was that regular? Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So Janine grew up on Easy Street in beautiful Des Plaines, Illinois. Hi, Wendy. Good morning. Hi, Wendy.
Hi. How are you?
We're doing really well, Wendy. How are you?
Good.
What street did you grow up on?
I currently live on Snapdragon Road.
Snapdragon. That's kind of fun.
Sounds like a drink.
Is it a flower?
Is it a flower?
It's a flower.
It's a flower. Okay.
Where is that? What neighborhood?
Naperville,
right there in Snapdragon, mm-hmm. which right
That's
away
awesome.
I was like, makes me feel like Game of Thrones. Now, did the fact that the street was Snapdragon make you want the home more?
You know, it was kind of cool when we were looking. It was like, oh, that's a neat name. So,
memorable for sure.
Yeah. Do you guys do anything like a Dragon Fest or anything like that, or do you ever play Imagine Dragons?
No, I have tried growing snapdragons before, but the rabbits eat them. So.
Those dang rabbits are always out there in Naperville eating all the snapdragons, those jerks. Okay, so we have a snapdragon road. That's kind of fun. Hey, Susan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you guys?
We're doing great. You are doing great. What street do you live on?
I live on Great Day Lane.
Great Day Lane, where nothing, no, you never have a bad day on Great Day Lane. That's fun.
Exactly. And next to me is Clear Sky Drive.
Oh, what?
Wow.
Do you live in heaven? What town are you in?
I live in no. It's just the name of the streets around the neighborhood. So.
What township are you in? You don't want us to find you?
No, I'm in Rockford, and it's the Bright Hill subdivision.
Oh, Rockford. Great water park out there. Do you guys go there every summer?
Yes, used to. My kids are too old now. Yeah, they're gone.
Now, do you ever say, never a bad day on Great Day Lane? That kind of thing?
No, but I should start doing that.
You should do it, for sure.
It feels like the street that in Truman Show he would have lived on. Because he'd come out, hey, never a bad day on Great Day Lane. Mm-hmm. Good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It makes perfect sense. Hi, Carol. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is a twofer. Now, what street do you live on?
I grew up on Bluebird Avenue, and then I married a man with the last name Blue. And for a short period of time, we moved back with my parents, so I was Carol Blue that lived on Bluebird Avenue.
Come on.
Oh, my God. It's a nursery rhyme.
That
I love it.
That sounds like a Perry Como song.
Carol Blue on Bluebird Avenue.
Where is Bluebird?
Crown Point, Indiana.
All right. Hey, now. Beautiful. Well, Carol, that's awesome because now we've taken this trip down the street that Tracy lives on. Hi, Tracy. Good morning.
Hi. How are you?
We're doing really well. What street do you live on, Tracy?
I grew up on Memory Lane.
Woo! Oh,
there we go.
All right. Which one and what town?
Addison.
Hey, Addison. Hey. A Memory Lane in Addison. That's awesome. They
have
one
on Memory
Prospect.
Lane every day.
Really?
Yeah.
You love that. Now, do you still have family on Memory Lane?
No, I don't.
Yeah, I forgot all about them.
Oh, my.
Oh, man. Come on. Just the memories.
Got him. That's all we have. Snapdragon Road, Great Day Lane, Memory Lane. The hits keep on coming. A lot coming in on the text line as well. We got all sorts of different ones. I live on Ida Bright Drive. Like Ida Bright was a person, but sounds like I'm bright. Ida Bright. You know what I'm saying?
Hmm.
Nobody? Okay.
In kind of a dumb way, too. Ida Bright.
Ida, not too bright, actually.
Are you? Yeah.
And also, my aunt lives on Woodcock. That's a great movie with Billy Bob Thornton.
That's right.
That's a good one. Ooh, one more. Hang on a second. A late bloomer here. Hi, Jacqueline. Good morning.
Good morning.
Jacqueline, what street do you live on?
I live on Sanctuary Court.
Sanctuary Court. Starring Jude Law this fall. That's kind of what it sounds like. Now, is it a sanctuary or do you hate it?
No, I love it.
Okay, good.
It's a little cul-de-sac, so it's a great place to be.
Do you guys do the thing where you close off one end of the cul-de-sac and everybody has big parties in the middle of the cul-de-sac?
We do.
Is cul-de-sac living, it's kind of like its own world, right? Like, you all have your houses, but you're all kind of living and sharing everything. Is that right?
Absolutely. Stuff is in everyone's yard by the end of the night, and we drop it off in the morning sometimes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, living in a cul-de-sac, have you ever had people move into the cul-de-sac, and then you and the original sackers realize these people don't fit in this cul-de-sac? Has that happened?
I am one of the newer ones.
Uh-oh.
We have had a couple since then, but we have all kids the same age, so we all get along pretty well.
That's awesome.
Where are you at? In Vernon Hills?
In Wakanda.
Wakanda.
Oh, right. Forever.
Yeah.
Wakanda
yeah.
Forever. A lot of great street names out there. Who knew? Well, good luck to everybody, and have a great day, Lane. For a split second. God bless Whip. Hall of Fame radio man knows. I gotta draw this out so he can enter a number into a computer so Jackson 5 will play on a station it doesn't belong on. Now here we are. These guys are eager to tell you all about melody and about learning in school. Because one of the first things you learn as a little kid are your... Whoa! Straight across, straightforward. Very easy, all the way through X, Y, and Z, right? Now, try saying the alphabet backwards. You've long heard, I've never experienced it. I don't think anyone in this room has experienced it. But if you get pulled over for some sort of potential DUI moment, they say we'll make you walk the line and see if you can do the alphabet backwards.
Right, they're checking your sobriety.
Yeah.
There's no way to do that sober
at all.
That's
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Can any in the room of us attempt even... no offense meant to anyone around the room right now, including producer Jim, who is sitting in for Swanee. The only one of us I think could maybe piece it together is Whip, because your brain, I feel like, works in that way, where you could go from Z back to A.
Not this way. I mean, I could try it live on the air if you want. I'll close my eyes. I'm not looking at anything or whatever, and I'll see if I can do it. But I don't think I can.
Okay.
All right.
I'll go first.
Oh, there you go.
I'll go first. Start it all over and repeat the verse. I'll go first.
Hey.
I'll go first.
You ain't first. You're last.
And now our very own Whip will attempt the ABCs backwards from Z. His eyes are closed. Yeah. He's not looking at the alphabet written on it. Whenever you're ready in your own time.
Z, Y, X, W, V, U, T, S, R, P, O, N, M, L, K, J, I, H, G, F, E, D, C, B, A.
Hey, come on, give it
up.
I wasn't checking, so I don't know.
Yeah,
but
you
good job.
Checking. I needed you to cut me off wrong.
No, you didn't get it wrong. You did it, but you did it in a long time.
Oh my God! Yeah,
that was probably over 10 seconds.
Yeah. Oh God, way over.
The world record for saying the alphabet backwards from Z to A is 2.131 seconds.
Say what now?
2.131 seconds. Alphabet backwards.
That seems impossible.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I mean, even doing it forwards would be difficult.
Yeah. So funny you should say that, V. And so now we see, we did this off the air the other day in the Morning Mix after show. We set our times for saying the alphabet forwards. Now, what happened during that recording is that one of us said words we're not allowed to say live on the air. And I look at that one and I say, please don't do that now.
No.
Please hold your tongue to the person who said those four-letter words.
Or just be ready.
Or just be prepared.
Or you just be ready with a button. I don't know what to tell you.
I'll be ready. I'll be ready.
But how long was the time? You said what? 2.5?
2.131 seconds to do it backward.
Okay, hold on. That is starting right now.
Yeah,
just stop.
That's it.
That's
and you
that's 2.7
right
over.
We're already ahead. Wow. We're 6/10 out. 2.131 seconds is the world record for doing the alphabet backwards. Whip just attempted to do it backwards. And I'd like to see if any of us can set the time even close doing it forwards. Now, the rules here are you can't blabber on. We got to hear every letter, all 26 of them, very clearly. Whip, since you just did it backwards, can you be our first person?
Yeah, you want me to do it forwards
just
or
just do it the normal alphabet
the normal
as fast
way,
as you can
fast
forward.
I can. Oh my
I'll
God.
Do the clock. I'll say,
okay.
I'll
right.
go
I'll
3, 2, 1, go, okay. and then you'll
right.
go. I'll hit the thumb on go.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, go.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
3.5. Whoa!
Good job, good job.
That was good.
All right, Whip's on the board. And hey, I want to let you know, you just brought 2/10 down on your time, I mean.
Nice, thank you. I've been working out over the weekend, yes.
That move would put you in the points in F1.
Oh, nice.
My God. Okay.
I did slur boom. W, by the way. I'd like to clarify. Just I do know I did that, in case that
I don't even know why it's called W. It's a double V.
That's so true.
Yeah, right?
So
if you say double V, we'll count it.
Yeah.
We'll count it. All right, V, you're up. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm next. Okay.
I'm going to do a reset.
Okay, here we go.
So I'll go on your mark, get set, go. When my thumb will hit on go.
Okay.
On your mark, get set, go.
A, B, C, D, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z.
Hey, 2.78.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Wow, you shaved a full second off your time from the other day.
Really?
Yeah, girl.
I don't know. I feel like I missed a couple letters, but I'm not sure.
We'll have to go back to the judges on that one. All right, Nick, you want to go?
No, I'm good.
Are you sure? Last time, Nikki
Come
got a
on,
DNF.
Try
Nikki
it.
Got a DNF last time, which was a do not finish and do not say F.
I got to F. I got to F and said the F.
I'll be ready.
Right. Don't overthink it. You know it.
I'll say 3, 2, 1, go. My thumb hits the clock on go.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, go.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, X, Y, Z.
Hey, 3.5.
I added a couple extra things in the end there.
Yeah. All right, but you saved a full second off the time you sort of got last time.
And I didn't swear.
That's a very big victory.
Do you want to do the thumb on me? Because I'm afraid I won't be able to do
it
all
it
at the same time.
One sec. Okay.
So 3, 2, and then you say your thumb hits on go, right?
On go.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, go.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z.
Oh, 2.71.
Let's go!
Wow.
Can anyone out there, because we cannot, can anyone out there say the alphabet backwards? backwards. Now, we've just set record times. We doing it forward could not even get in the ballpark of the person who did it backwards.
No.
Our fastest times were 2.71 and 2.78. They did the alphabet backwards in 2.131. Can anyone do the alphabet backwards? 312-233-1019. And we will put you on the clock, and we will see how close you can get to this world record. 312-233-1019. The fastest time among you is going to go home, because you're going to set the world on fire with a $100 Wildfire gift card.
Ooh, it's going to be delicious. $100 gift certificate is yours. It's a Let Us Entertain You restaurant that brings something special to the experience of dining out.
312-233-1019. We have a lot of texts that have been flooding in. Apparently, when Whip did it backwards, you skipped Q.
Yeah. There you go. See? Disqualified. I am DQ'd.
You're DQ'd.
DQ'd
from
the whole race, yes.
And we didn't even question you.
No, we sure didn't.
I told you guys should have been looking, reading along.
Violetta just pointed out to us that question starts with a Q.
Yes.
That was pretty quick.
Well, it proves I didn't cheat anyway.
Right.
I wasn't looking at them.
You would never cheat. This guy. Whip's the type of person, if you even did cheat on accident, you would announce and let everyone know. Mm-hmm. I accidentally did not even mean to cheat, and I did cheat, and I'm disqualified.
Yes, I was looking at nothing, and the fact that I missed a letter proves it.
You might know your ABCs. But can you do it backwards? 3, 2, 1, CBA. Nailed it. Backwards. You're driving in reverse right now because the world record for saying the alphabet backwards is 2.131 seconds. 2.131. Good morning, Julie. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Okay, Julie, you can say the alphabet backwards.
I can say it backwards.
Okay, great. I'm going to time you, Julie, to see how fast you can do it. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm so ready.
Okay, I'm going to say 3, 2, 1, go. Here we go.
Got it.
3, 2, 1, go.
ZYXWVUTSRQPONMLKJIHGFEDCBA.
Hey, 5.61, I think. I don't really know how to qualify if she did or didn't do it.
Okay, sounds really good.
Sounded right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It felt good. Julie, what do you do for a living?
I'm a teacher.
Okay, do you teach English?
I don't teach English. I actually teach math.
Well, okay, you know what though? Maybe the math brain is better for this.
Okay, how long have you been practicing that? Have you been able to do that?
I've been able to do it for a long time. I actually sing it normally. My son and I sing it together.
Oh, that's cute. Okay, so stay right there, Julie. You're in the running. You have set the pace. You are currently P1 after qualifying. Right now, Julie has set the bar at 5.61.
And I pulled up the alphabet backwards, so just so we can check it
out. Thank you so much. Okay, great. So we have the judges over here in the V corner. Hi, Karen. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
You can say the alphabet backwards.
I can. I learned in first grade. I was a member of the ZYX Club.
Hey, look at that.
Humble brag.
Watch out. Now we're going to find out how fast you can say it, Karen. So I'll say 3, 2, 1, go, and you begin. Are you ready, Karen?
Yes.
3, 2, 1, go.
ZYXWVUTSRQPONMLKJHGFEDCBA.
Hey, Violetta and the judges, there's a lot of...
Are we being strict or not? Because I'm pretty sure L came way too quick in that scenario, but that's fine.
Oh, okay, so Karen's on the board at 4.91. Provisionally.
Yeah.
Provisional poll. We're going to give her a provisional poll there. Okay. Because we could always have a...
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Maybe everybody puts L too soon.
Brian with a Y. Good morning, Brian with a Y. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you this morning?
We're doing pretty well, Brian. Now, how long have you been able to say the alphabet backwards?
Oh, for a long time. I can't really put a number on it, but it's been a long time.
All right, Brian. Are you ready to go? Are you ready? Is your tongue worked out? You're ready to rattle this thing off as quick as you can?
I am ready.
All right. I'll say 3, 2, 1, go, and then you begin, Brian, with a Y. Why? Because he's got to. In 3, 2, 1, go!
ZYXWVUTSRQPONMLKJIHGFEDCBA.
Mm-hmm. Judges are nodding along. Okay, we're giving you 5.66 on that one, Brian.
Okay,
I'll take it. Please welcome our youngest competitor of the morning, Samantha. Good morning, Samantha.
Hi, good morning.
Samantha, may I ask how old you are?
Today's my birthday. I just turned 15.
Happy birthday!
15, learner's permit.
Thank you.
You're going to get that learner's permit?
Yeah.
Yes, you know it. Now, you're not at school yet. You're on your way?
8 minutes.
Okay, great. Well, you're not going to need 8 minutes to do this. You can do the alphabet backwards. Are you ready to set your time, Samantha?
Yes.
Okay, great. I'll say 3, 2, 1, go, and then you rattle it off in 3.
All right.
2, 1, go.
ZYXWVUTSRQPONMLKJHCFEDCBA.
Wow. Wow.
Not we bad. Have a new provisional poll. 4.69.
Wow. Holy cow.
All right.
Samantha, you are sitting in P1 right now. P1. Congratulations.
Good
who's,
job.
Who's in the car with you? Who's that in the background? Is that your mom?
My mom.
And what's her name?
Rosanna.
Rosanna. Yep. Girl did good, Mom. She's in first place right now.
She's got to get to school.
Well, you got to hold on. No. Hang on 1 second. Yeah. You can tell school that the Chris at the morning mix said she's allowed to be late. Hang on, Samantha. They're not going to kick you out on your birthday.
Nah, also, they would never do
also,
that.
Also, you're in free play time. It's May 6th.
Yeah.
What's going on at school? What are they, hey, guys, we're going to watch a movie today. Fine. Stay right there, Samantha. Please. And finally, hello, Kelly. Hi, Kelly. Good morning.
Good morning.
Kelly, you can say the alphabet backwards.
Yes, I can.
Okay, you are the last on the track for qualifying. I'll say 3, 2, 1, go, and then you rattle it off. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
In 3, 2, 1, go.
ZYXWVUTSRQPONMLKJHCFEDCBA.
Hey! Youch! Kelly!
Whoa.
Oh, my gosh.
And she did it the most clear after F, because I will say they get a little loopy-doopy after the GFED.
You want loopy-doopy. Get this.
Yes.
Kelly just put in a 4.73.
Oh, wow.
But you know our girl Samantha on her birthday went 4.69.
Yes.
Let's go. Okay. Samantha, right. You won.
Yay.
Ow. Now, Samantha, you're 15. Do you want to go to Wildfire? It's a very nice restaurant. You could totally go there. I could totally give you that gift card. Or we could give you $100 to Giordano's Pizza, and you could have your friends over for a pizza party and tell your mom to get out.
I'll do Wildfire, please.
She is classy. She Look is. At Samantha.
Knows what
Love
she
this.
Wants.
That's a nice birthday dinner right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, get you a steak, Samantha.
$100 gift certificate is yours. And happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Samantha.
Thank you.
Hey,
Thank
is there a, do you like any kind of artists that we play here on the mix? Any of the music we like? Who's your favorite?
I love Taylor Swift.
You love Taylor Swift.
No,
yeah.
Really?
I haven't heard of her yet.
Yeah.
How do you feel about her new song, Florida? You like that one?
I love it, yeah.
You like that one or Down Bad?
Florida.
Florida, really? All right. Well, this goes out to Samantha. What high school do you go to, Samantha?
Schaumburg High School.
Schaumburg Saxons, let's go! Mm-hmm. My Woo-hoo! Wife went there, Samantha. Yeah. I think, I don't know if they put her picture up yet, but they should. Can you do that for me? If I send you her picture, would you hang it in the hallway?
Sure.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Who is, she was in the theater program, yeah. They know.
Just put it over there.
I'll put it over there. Samantha, happy, happy birthday. Congratulations, you said the alphabet the fastest. You're going to Wildfire. Tell your class that you can do it backwards and then challenge other kids at school today.
Thank you.
And tell them to listen to the radio.
That's right. Specifically yes. 101.9. Don't say just radio.
Yeah, no.
Say 101.9 FM in the words of Lionel Richie. Now, having kids is a very joyful part of anybody's life. Many people love it. Some people say, you know what, I don't really want to have kids. I'm good. I'm going to go on. And that's fine. Now, if you do have kids, I fear that you might take this a little personally. And so I just want to clear the air and say, I'm not saying this is you. I'm saying some people are like, this is getting gross. But, I'm saying you might be this person. It might not be you, but it could be you. And if it could be you, if you land in any of these top 6 things, it doesn't mean it is you. If you check all 6 off the list, that probably is you. Because we have the 6 signs that you're way too obsessed with your own kids. Okay. This is brought to you by Riverfront CDJR. Real prices advertised, real prices delivered, only at Riverfront CDJR in North Aurora. The top 6 signs you're a little too obsessed with your kids. Where some people be like, it's gotten kind of gross, man. Like, a little too much.
Oh, man.
In at number 6. You pretty much watch your child through your phone because the amount of time you spend recording their every single move. Oh, my God. I'm going to get the phone. He's moving. Oh, he lifted up his head. Got it. Mm-hmm. He's doing it again. Get it again. Got it again. Hang on. He's doing it again. Got it again. Change the lighting. In at number 5, top 6 signs you might be too obsessed with your own kid. You don't talk about anything but your kid. You know way too much about your own kid. You've been regaled details about, you know, their pooping habits, their bedtime routine, their soccer prowess. Ooh, their math scores. Did I tell you about his math scores? Oh, my God. So yesterday he was pooping while he was doing his math homework right before we went to soccer. Oh, my God. Forget about it. Every parent does a little bit of this stuff. That's totally normal. But when you find yourself doing it constantly or doing it more than once on the reg in the same conversation, you may be running the risk of being too obsessed with your own child. And at number four, you relate everything back to your own kid. Every word or idea that comes out of this person's mouth has referred back to their own child. You mentioned your dog, and their immediate response, oh, my God, Jalen loves dogs. Such a big fan of dogs. You mentioned world peace, and it's like, well, boy, I hope we solve all of this before Jalen is getting too old, you know? This ability is so all-encompassing, it's baffling. That's sign number four that you're too obsessed with your own child. In at number three, you ignore the needs of the public in favor for your own child. Now, this is not babies crying on an airplane. That's what babies do. This isn't kids getting antsy if they're at an event for too long or they're in the movie theater and they can't sit still for 2 hours. That's just a kid being a kid. However, this person reports that their friend was once at a very crowded restaurant when their child had a dirty diaper, and they said, I'm not going to go all the way to the bathroom. I'll just change the diaper here at the table.
Oh, no.
That's what we're talking about.
Wow, that's grounds for ejection.
Yeah.
You have now ignored the needs and, I guess, just polite etiquette of the people around you.
Human decency.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, right.
In at number two, you use the word we all the time. The baby didn't get his six-month shots. We got our six-month shots.
That's terrible.
This shows an unhealthy identification with your child if they do it more than once and very often. Oh, boy, we got into the good daycare. We're very excited. We got in. Yeah, we took our first steps yesterday. It was very exciting.
I know someone that says we with a lot of things, and, like, my response is always, like, I didn't know you guys were French, and, like, they get really confused because, like, say we with everything.
Right.
And I'm like, I don't even think they know that I'm making fun of them.
We're eating solid foods now. Very exciting. Very exciting, yeah. Ooh, we had a big blowout yesterday. We really let it fly. And in at number one, the number one cringeworthy sign that you're too obsessed with your own kid. Every Facebook photo, update, status, or video stars your kid. Not most of them, not a few of them, every single one of them. Every photo, all the potato-looking expressions of your child and statuses that say, ooh, Caitlin sat up, ooh, Addison rolled over, nothing is safe, Jaden learned to walk. They even write about Kindly soiling her diaper like David Attenborough describing an undiscovered animal. Eventually, like everybody else, you hit ignore. You carry on until mom's posting blissfully to an internet of one person, grandma.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
So, if you check off one or two of those, you're probably all right. But if all six of those hit a little too close to home, it's probably time to look in the mirror.
We should rethink that.
Yeah, we might.
Oh, yeah.
We might consider changing that diaper right here at the table. What? So, beware and be ready. That's your mixed top six. So, Tom Brady got roasted just like a marshmallow over the weekend if you got your outdoor patio fire pit going. Kim Kardashian was there. Will we hear about her? I don't know. The Met Gala is tomorrow. Will we hear about
tonight.
It there? Oh, it's tonight, but we have to give a crap about it tomorrow. I don't know, but what else is happening in the world of pop culture?
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing with Violetta.
This flash briefing is brought to you by Visit Hamilton County, Indiana. Discover you. You're the artist, the foodie, the adventurer, and the kid in you, too. All in Hamilton County, Indiana. It's closer than you think. Many are sharing and analyzing a clip of Taylor and Travis at a gala together. This happened last week or maybe even earlier than that. But in the video, Taylor is sitting down. Travis walks back to the table and sits down. Pretty normal. But many are pointing out Taylor's security in the background. So they notably relax significantly when Travis sits down. Actually, two of them take their phone out. They start scrolling. And people are just pointing out just how Travis is big, protective, and clearly the security trust him to handle her stuff and her. So everybody's just zooming in on that and loving it.
They're like, finally, not an actor.
Right. Some singer.
A poet.
With a cigarette.
That's how people feel when my wife shows up, because they're like, this guy couldn't hold his... Oh, she's good.
Yeah, right. She's got it.
Yeah, we're good.
Next up, over the weekend, the Field Museum turned 103 years old. In 1906, the museum's namesake, Marshall Field, left $8 million in his will for the construction of a new permanent building. Eventually, the collections outgrew the space. The space originally was called Palace of Fine Arts Building in Jackson Park, which today we know as the Museum of Science and Industry. So that was all posted online with a couple of pictures. You can go check it out at 1019 Mix Chicago on our IG story. It's there. And it's kind of a crazy picture because it's a line of people going into the Field Museum for the first time 103 years ago. And it looks like the pyramids are being built because there's nothing else around it. Like right. The grass isn't in. There's no other build. It's really weird.
They're also all wearing Tour t-shirts,
yeah,
which is very weird.
Yeah, so strange.
I don't know if I trust those pictures online.
Still in line, man.
Yeah.
And from culture to crazy social media trends, people are licking glitter online for cute pictures.
I'm sorry, licking glitter? Is that what you said?
They're licking glitter. Okay. They're dipping their entire tongues, Nikki, into a pile of glitter so they can take a cute picture called hashtag glitter tongue. This is nothing new. It started back in 2014, then again had an uprising in 2017, and I guess hashtag glitter tongue is back.
Does it have a flavor?
No, they just want, like, they like leave their tongue out for the picture with the glitter on it, and then they do, like, a rock-on sign.
And then it's a fun surprise about, you know, 4 or 5 hours later.
Yeah. There is edible glitter, because they use it at some of these high-end bakeries.
Strip clubs?
Yeah. Well, that's when they said they're licking glitter. I'm like, who is she?
Oh, no. And that, my friends, is your Flash Briefing.
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing with Violetta.
Thank you so much for listening to the Morning Mix Podcast. You can hear our Morning Mix Podcast every day after the show. Be sure to click follow, and you can also rate and review the podcast. Thanks for listening, and have a wonderful rest of your day. Hear us weekdays from 5:30 to 10 on 101.9 The Mix live in Chicago, or listen on our free Mix app. It's available in the Apple App Store and Google Play.